Good day. This is Paige Estrotori presenting the weekly superannuation news wrap for Financial Services Online on this Thursday, October 30th, 2025. Let's dive right into the standout stories from the Australian superannuation industry this week. To start off, regulators have been increasingly active given the recent market volatility. In a noticeable transition from last week, the Australian Securities and Investments Commission, or ASIC, has rolled out additional surveillance measures. These measures aim to ensure superannuation funds are acting in the best interests of their members during these challenging times. On a similar note, ASIC's closely watched review into superannuation performance benchmarking has sparked quite a reaction from the industry. Proposed changes to ratings calculations could potentially push lower performing funds into the spotlight, prompting calls for improved transparency. This move has been welcomed by many consumers who believe this change will instigate a wave of better performance from super funds. Financial Services Online has already observed many readers visiting the website seeking further information and advice on this matter. Elsewhere in the sector, the government has announced a consultation period for some proposed changes to superannuation legislations. Key amongst them, a possible increase in the superannuation guarantee rate to 12%. While meant to bolster future retirement savings, it has ignited debates about its impact on wages and business conditions. We encourage our listeners to stay plugged into this development as it could affect your superannuation strategy going forward. In other news, a major development has been triggered by a downturn in the property market. Some industry giants are considering changing their investment strategies in response. There is a growing focus on alternative investments, which usually provide a stable source of return. However, they're typically reserved for sophisticated or professional investors. It will be interesting to see how these shifts ripple through the superannuation industry. Finally, a friendly reminder. It's end of the month again, and a perfect time to review your Superfund's performance. Visit our website, financialservicesonline.com.au, for a wealth of resources on optimizing your super investments. Please remember to consider any financial advice in light of your personal circumstances and consider seeking professional advice. That concludes our weekly superannuation news wrap for October 30th. I'm Paige Estrotori. Stay informed, stay smart, and stay secure. Until next week, goodbye.